Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you for joining us. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. You can take on the challenge by yourself or find a competitive friend to play against. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 2010s, Planes, Trains and Automobiles, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 15. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get yourself ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, you'll hear 5 general questions about hits from the 2010s. Each question will be worth 1 point. Let's get into it. Question 1. Justin Timberlake's 2016 hit Can't Stop the Feeling was released in support of which children's animated film? Question 2. In 2014, Avicii released a pair of contrasting hit singles. One was titled The Days, and what was the name of the other one? Question 3. According to a 2011 hit by Rihanna and Calvin Harris, we found love where? Question 4. What 2013 hit by MKTO makes reference to Michael Jackson, Prince, Marvin Gaye, and Donny Hathaway in the lyrics? Question 5. Callum Scott's 2016 hit Dancing on My Own is a cover of which Swedish pop singer? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is Planes, Trains and Automobiles. You will receive 5 clues about hit songs, all of which mention a plane, train or automobile of some kind in their title. If you can correctly identify the song, give yourself 1 point. Here we go. Question 6. A 1983 hit by Prince with a title referring to a small car. Question 7. A 2010 hit by B.O.B. and Hayley Williams about wishing on shooting stars. Question 8. A 1993 hit by Soul Asylum with a title that refers to an out-of-control locomotive. Question 9. A track originally recorded by Bruce Springsteen but made a hit by Natalie Cole in 1988. Question 10. A 2008 hit by MIA that refers to something often made by children. That's it for round 2. Get ready for the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is Who Am I? you're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music artist. As each clue is going to reveal a little bit more about this person, the sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you can get. Give yourself 5 points if you get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the last clue. Here we go. Clue number one. I was born on Christmas Day, 1971, in Kensington, England. Clue 2. Due to my unusual and lengthy birth name, I was bullied at school in the 70s and 80s, and ultimately became known by a single short name. Clue 3. I started recording professionally in 1995, collaborating with my brother's dance band Faithless, before my own debut, released in 1999. Clue 4. My tracks appearing in films like Sliding Doors and TV shows like Roswell helped me gain traction, but my career exploded when Eminem sampled me on one of his singles. Clue 5. My hit singles include Here With Me, White Flag, and Thank You. That's all our rounds complete. We'll be back just after the break to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. Here come the answers, starting with round one, our hits of the 2010s. Question one. Trolls. Justin plays the role of Branch in the film series. Question 2. The Days and The Nights were the twin hits from Avicii. Question 3. We Found Love in a Hopeless Place. Question 4. Classic. The track would go on to rack up over a billion streams. Question 5. Robin. Her original version of Dancing on My Own came out in 2010. Continuing on to round 2, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Here are the answers. Question 6. Little Red Corvette by Prince. Question 7. Airplanes by B.O.B. and Hayley Williams. Question 8. Runaway Train by Soul Asylum. Question 9. Pink Cadillac by Natalie Cole. Question 10. Paper Planes by M.I.A. For our final round today, you were looking to identify the music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Dido. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you needed. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can also show support by leaving us a great review on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It can help others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That's me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.